I want to teach us tonight an expression. And at finishing that hymn, let me put that expression on there. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Thank God. Thank God for his faithfulness. Now, I like to do this. Years ago, I was in a kind of a sophisticated situation. People thought they were hot shots. And we had a special speaker by the name of Rolf Barnard. And he was a trained lawyer, and then he became a preacher, evangelist. And he had to had us sing some children's songs in his meetings. Sing children's songs? We adults with our sophistication, but, you know, I want to do that tonight. 645. I think we can sing this. Can a little child like me thank the Father fittingly? Do we know this? Can we try it? Yes. Thessalonians 5. Should be your Bible. Should have a little place there in Colossians. Might be on that. We spent quite a bit of time in Colossians. Maybe your Bible will get close enough to 1 Thessalonians. Go a couple books. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now, the Thessalonian Christians, they really were excited Christians. And boy, they got saved, and Paul preached to them, and they got excited. And they lived for Christ. And they became objects of persecution. And so Paul's writing to encourage them to stay truthful and persevere. And he closes up this first epistle of 1 Thessalonians. And if you'll stand with me, please, I'll start to read a portion of this, some final instructions which we can use for our day. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, edify one another, even as also ye do. We beseech you, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, and comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever following that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearances of evil. This is God's holy word. Let us pray. We rejoice, our Father, that you arranged for us to come into your presence. Not of anything of us, but because of Christ's work at Calvary. And that you hear us. In fact, you've said that you love to look upon us and look in our countenance and hear our voice. And so we are voicing tonight as a church that you'll be with us in that special way, that the scriptures will be alive to us, that it'll be profitable time here tonight, and that it may have effect upon our lifestyle, and that we might live more pleasingly in your sight. And so we're asking for help. Spirit, soul, and body, we have needs tonight, and you're concerned about us. In fact, you said that you know our frame and you remember that we are dust. And so, our Father, we thank you for that and ask you now you look upon each of us tonight and then collectively. I want to thank you for your goodness for this past year. And as we are giving ourselves to study tonight about thankfulness and gratitude, we pray that we might learn some things that would cause us to do some thinking about our own lives individually. So, once again, Spirit of God, have your way with us and your will, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. Yes, I think we'll look at this verse 18. And I've entitled it, Thank God. We won't sing anymore, brother. You know, there are some people that, and I'm not trying to push this on you, but they throw their hands around and wiggle their bodies and say things. And it's not uncommon to meet some of those people who say, yeah, they remark, thank you, Jesus. That's one of the common things that they say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In a service, you'll hear people say, thank you, Jesus. Well, that's I'm not going to criticize that, but I do see in verse 18 of this fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians that we're to do this, that in everything we're to give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, you know, that's to be expressed, especially as we think of Thursday this coming week, Thanksgiving Day, and I want to talk about that a bit. It's a big day around here. The last I heard, we're expecting about 38 people. And so you can see it's quite a big deal. I want you to know something. As my study, God didn't intend for us to have one big holy day to give thanks. Okay. Now you got Thanksgiving, one big day you give thanks. That's not the tense of the verse. In verse 18, it's in the continuous tense. So if you think that Thanksgiving is to be our big one holy day, and that's it for the rest of the year, you don't understand. In fact, yeah, I probably ought to spend a little time, and I'll do that. The second chapter of 1 Thessalonians, and I want to read a couple of verses there, and then in the third chapter. In the second chapter, I want to read verses 14 and 15, and you'll get some perspective about this passage that in how we are to give thanks. Now, here they are. Paul, speaking by the Spirit of God, he said, "For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of Christ, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus, for ye also have suffered like them of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and are contrary to all men." So they were going through some tough times. And then if they're in the next chapter, chapter 3 of 1 Thessalonians, I want to read two verses there to give you some perspective before we talk about this verse 18. And in this third chapter, look at verses 3 and 4, that says, "No man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know." Now, that doesn't sound very comforting, but it's nice to have somebody help to fortify when situations come around that aren't too pleasant. Now, listen, you know what a commandment is?
Yeah.
You keep the commandments. This is a New Testament commandment. I don't have option about verse 18. You say, take it or leave it. No, no. If I'm a Christian, I'm to take it very seriously. And I'm to say, well, God, I want to give thanks in everything. I want to give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But I think, God, that's an awful hard thing to ask. I need some help on that. It is the idea, though, again, the tense is a continuous matter. Continuous thanksgiving. That's the verb tense. You mean continuous. Not just Thursday, but continuously, verse 18. Well, all right. Well, that's what the commandment says. And I'm to keep the commandments of God. But it's like everything else. Holidays have become more secularized. I was at one of the stores. I was at one of the stores up at the mall. I returned something, and I thought I'd go to this new store. And I said, "Have you any Thanksgiving decorations?" They had all kinds of things. "Oh, no, we don't have a thing." It's a big deal, isn't it, Thanksgiving? Nothing. No Thanksgiving decorations. New store. Well, you can see things are getting away from the things of God, pushing God out of everything. You know, they're even teaching the little children in school that they ought to give, that Thanksgiving is a time when you give, the pilgrims gave thanks to the Indians for helping them out. Thanking the Indians. That's history. That isn't at all. But the government likes you to believe that way. And now they call it, I hate it, call it Turkey Day. You say, well, sorry, preacher. Well, now, wait a minute. What's the big one thing of Thanksgiving? It's the main course is a turkey, is it not? And so it's Turkey Day. It's not, where did turkey come from? Do a little homework. God arranged for you to have that fat turkey there on the table. God doesn't get any credit for it. I will say thank you, Lord, for this and for that, and that's okay. I'm not knocking that. But there's more to verse 18 than you think, dear friends. If you have a kind of a light idea about Thanksgiving, That's one big holy day, and we have a turkey, and we have family, and we give thanks, and that's it. There's more to it than that. You know, it's really saying to us individually that we ought to be characterized as people who are thankful. Old Preacher Robinson, you ought to show forth thankfulness. There's conviction, you see. And you too. You ought to be a thankful person. According, it says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Yes. Well, I know that the book of James says that every good and perfect gift cometh down from heaven above. And so you can say, well, a turkey on it, God didn't send it, put it on a table, but you got to go further than that. God provided it for you to have that turkey. Now listen, let's talk about the one who provided for it instead of just talking turkey. It actually, verse 18 is expressing that we ought to verbalize. Well, preacher, you know I'm not much a person to say things. I'm kind of quiet. I'm a quiet person. I'm not given to be demonic. all my life. Well, then you can say thank God when there's blood all over and maggots eating bodies, terrible situations, blew it apart, limbs all over the place. You can say thank God. No, that's not what it's saying at all. Because there's a preposition there that clarifies that you have to know what you're talking about. And that's a little word, in.